T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Jeff Bloom joins Chad Joe and Low on 95.7 The Game. Jeff, good morning. Great to talk some baseball with you. Daniel Mangdon, he's going to get the start tonight. He's from Houston. He was drafted by the Astros. I know it's a short sample size, but what is your impression on what you've seen from Mangdon so far?
It's been good stuff, and thanks for having me on, fellas. I always appreciate you guys have been good to me. But he's been good, and I know that the Astros had him in high regard, and I think the Oakland A's did too, because the reason he is an Oakland A is because he started out in that Astros system and came over in that Scott Kazmir deal. Good fastball, got to be able to locate. I know a lot of young guys have issues having confidence in that fastball early, but if he's able to locate early on, then you can get to those secondary pitches and be able to take command of those ABs. But the way the Astros have been swinging the bats, it might be some swing and miss stuff you might see from Mangdon tonight. And I always fear those, I don't know if they're revenge at bats or revenge innings, but anytime you trade a guy and he faces the team that originally had him, it usually goes pretty good for the young man.
And Jeff, as you know, facial hair, very important in sports. What are your thoughts on what he's sporting with that stash?
Yeah, if you can sport that and distract him with some of that handsomeness that you can get on the upper lip, go for it.
What is it going to take for the Astros to get in the thick of things? You think this team has a chance to make that surge in the second half?
I do, but I also think that they need to add pitching. I know that's the one thing that you hear throughout the course of the season with basically any team that's out there trying to contend, is that they need to have that extra starting pitcher. I know the Astros have been good, but the reason I say starting pitching is because you guys know as well as I do, last year's Cy Young Award winner Dallas Keuchel is not the same guy. And I don't think anybody expected him to come out and put out Cy Young type stuff like he did last year that helped that team get to the playoffs. But you wanted to see a shell of what that guy was and have him compete. But it has not been the same Dallas Keuchel this year. Doug Fister stepped up, done a good job. Colin McHugh, who had a great season last year, is a guy that you need to count on every once in a while. He's been sporadic. But I think going out, and if they can add an arm in that starting rotation, that'd be good. Because actually right now, the reason they've gotten better is because the back end of that bullpen with the Ken Giles to the Luke Gregerson to the Will Harris combination has been very good. But you need some pitching to give them a little more depth so you don't burn them out by the end of the season. I'd like to see one more starting pitcher to really push them into the playoffs.
Well, Jeff, you guys needed some starting pitching depth last year. You made a deal for Scott Kazmir of the A's. You need some starting pitching depth this year. What do you think about Rich Hill of the A's?
I tell you what, after what Rich Hill did last night, I'm sure that Jeff Luno and A.J. Hinch, I guarantee you A.J. Hinch, I've probably heard it from some of the guys in that clubhouse saying, man, could you imagine this guy in a rotation? Because what he did last night was masterful. The Astros do not swing the bats well against left-handed pitching, but what Rich Hill has been doing on the season, and after, it's good to see him coming back from the deal. I think that was probably the biggest thing for anybody out there who's looking for a starting pitcher, is that Rich Hill is healthy after that groin injury, and I think last night proved it. 10 punch outs in 6 innings, truly phenomenal stuff, and really basically doing it with just a fastball curveball combination, but varying the break on that curveball and varying the speed obviously proved to be quite effective against a decent hitting team.
Astros TV analyst and World Series champion Jeff Blum joining Chad, Joe, and Lowe here on 95.7 The Game. First half of the season about to come to a conclusion. Next week is the All-Star break. Do you think the All-Star game should count for home field advantage in the World Series?
I like the idea of it. I'm not sure if it's taken off because I know everybody's trying to create some incentive for that exhibition game in the middle of the season. But I think that if you look at over the course of the years, I'm not sure if it tells you that home field advantage is absolutely necessary. I know it was necessary for the Kansas City Royals because Kauffman Stadium is such a popular field for the Kansas City Royals to play in because their record is off the charts at home. But I like the idea of creating the incentive. I'm not sure if it's totally effective because I love the fan voting, but are fans actually voting a team that is going to win a home field advantage type situation? So it's kind of that you know, you're walking a fine line, having the phones in, I mean, having the fans interact with the vote, but at the same time, trying to win that home field advantage.
When it comes to the AL pennant, where do you rank, where do you power rank the Cleveland Indians and their chances for representing the American League in the World Series?
Oh, man, that's a tough call because the Rangers have been playing good baseball throughout the season, too. But I've always believed in order to win championships, you've got to have good pitching, good defense, and timely hitting. And right now, the Cleveland Indians are all of that because of their front end of their rotation. I think that they have a good enough offense to score some runs. They're catching lightning in a bottle with Tyler Naquin in center field. Napoli is proving to be a good veteran influence. I love Francisco Lindor and Kipnis up the middle. But the back end of their bullpen frightens me a little bit. I'd like to see, you know, somebody added to that back end of the bullpen to bridge that gap between the starting pitching and Cody Allen in that back end. But for me, starting pitching is going to nullify good hitting. And right now, the Cleveland Indians are my pick in the American League.
14 years in the majors, now an analyst with the Houston Astros is Jeff Blum with Chad Joe and Lowe on 95.7 The Game. Jeff, thank you so much for your time. Enjoy the game tonight. We look forward to catching up with you in the future.
No, I appreciate it, fellas. Always good being on with you. Take care.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.